Two of the four lanes are closed on the John Blotnick Bridge, one of two major spans connecting the twin ports. 29,000 vehicles use the bridge daily. After the I-35 bridge collapse in Minneapolis, the National Transportation Safety Board issued an alert requiring states to recalculate the loads put on gussets of major bridges. 16 of the bridge's gusset plates will be replaced with angle irons by mid-June. Minnesota Department of Transportation Commissioner Tom Sorrell says they're acting as fast as possible to make the repairs.
The safety factor that we were achieving is not to the level what we set as standard and what we choose to achieve. The bridge is safe. It's just a matter of the extra capacity we have over design loads isn't as high as what we're comfortable with.
The weak gusset plates were not detected until last weekend following another inspection. Sorrell says it's not necessary to close the entire bridge.
When we take two lanes of traffic off, the load on the bridge is considerably lessened. We have half the live load we normally would have. This is an issue where we don't have the full factor of safety that we would want, and we wanted to bring it up to those standards. So once we shut down two lanes, it fully meets requirements, but obviously we don't want to continue with a two-lane bridge.
Sorrell says the Blotnick will be fully repaired by June. In Superior, Tegan Wendland, Wisconsin Public Radio.